Hey guys, on this episode of Social Media Secrets with me, Rachel Peterson, I am so excited because I can barely hold it together. One of my favorite people in the entire world is on. I'm not even going to tell you who it is. Let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Oh my gosh. I could barely hold it together. That was kind of rough. So I'm really excited because one of my actually oldest friends, no, she's not old. We have been friends for the longest in this industry, is none other than the famous strategist, Amanda Bond. Amanda, welcome.
Dude, RBP. I don't even know if you still go by that, but that's how I still refer to you these days.
Oh my gosh. My two comma club awards are for RBP Productions. I named my company after it.
Amazing. So, dude, it's been some years already. Like, where did time go?
I think it's been 3.5 years because I knew you before I was full-time in this.
Right.
And, oh, it blows my mind. It's so funny when we were talking about this episode and we're like, what should we talk about? Let's just talk.
Let's tell the story of how we got to this place. It's crazy if you think about it.
Oh my gosh. So I remember the first time I saw your name, and this is actually how I got into the world of entrepreneurship. So I secured like my first client and I'm like, I don't know if this is even a thing people do. Like, is this a thing? Like, you do social media and you get paid?
So for backstory, you had just left the salon.
Yes.
Like, you had just left the salon at that time. You were working full time doing social media. We had met online in a Facebook group, and then you were just talking to your first potential client, which I believe you landed like no brainer. I know you landed no brainer.
Oh, please. If you saw, like, I want to show some days all the people, like my folders of rejected proposals for like $300 a month, $500 a month.
Yes.
Oh,
mine was $67 a week for like Twitter. No. What was I doing for $67 a week on Twitter? And it included $1 a day in ad spend. Like, what is life?
I love this so much. Like, I remember about a year ago, somebody reached out to me and he said, I still have your old proposal in front of me. I'm ready to hit go. And I was like, add a zero and multiply it by two. Like,
yeah, no.
Oh man. So when we met, you were living in Mexico.
Yeah. I was a nomad. I'm doing like air quotes at that time because I live in Canada, and as winters are cold here, they're cold there for you too. I just didn't want to deal with that anymore. So previously I lived in Bali. Then that winter I had moved to Mexico for 7 months. The true story was, though, I didn't have enough money to live anywhere else. Like, let's be honest. I made up the story about, oh my gosh, like I don't do winters in Canada. I couldn't afford rent in Canada because I was just trying to figure out how this whole online business thing was working. And so you and I actually had built our businesses very in tandem, right? Like, we've always experienced growth periods around the same time, trying to, you know, break into new avenues at the same time. So it's just been so fascinating to watch the process. And looking back, when you bring to the table the drive and the desire that someone like you or I brings, it's almost success becomes inevitable, right? And so if you're listening to this and you're like fired up, you're like, I am totally going to do some big things in this business. I love to serve other people with my message, with my products. Like, when you just show up every single day and don't compromise that vision, like, success becomes inevitable. And I mean, dude, you're proof. I'm proof of that.
Oh my gosh. One of the things that I always want people to understand is that like, it doesn't always happen right away.
Yeah.
And I know that that's like a no brainer, you would think, except that people are like, oh, everything has always just worked for you. And I'm like, no, pretty sure I worked for it.
Yeah.
And there have been so many nights where we've been like messaging back and forth being like, this is the hardest. I feel like every month we're like, this is the hardest season I've ever been through.
Yep.
Can it get any harder? And then it's like the next month. Oh, just kidding about last month.
Just like, kidding. That was the break, the breakdown before the breakthrough. It's fine. But
I love that. I love that.
Those breakdowns actually happened quite a lot. And for you listening, like Rachel and I would constantly, you know, that feeling that you get that sometimes you're like, oh, I can't make it through this. Like something is wrong there. You know, you just don't have the belief in yourself at those moments. Like Rachel and I would constantly be jumping on Messenger and being like, I suck. Right? And yeah. not because we actually sucked, but because that's what our brains were telling us in that moment. And it's so important to have support systems and people going back so far in your life that are always there for you. Like, I mean, we don't talk every day, but it can go seasons without talking. And then all of a sudden we just start messaging each other, voice messaging, strategizing, talking about launch plans together all the freaking time. So I'm really grateful about that.
Yeah, I think there was a really long period when we were first building too, where we both went quiet. You know that period yes. where most people don't make it through?
Yep.
Most people give up. What is it? It's like, is it 0 to 6 figures? I want to say breaking, or where was it? I'm trying to remember.
Mine was in the, multi 6 figures. So like, I think our annual revenue around that point was like, 225,000. And it was just like, okay, you got to keep pushing and pushing. You know that like analogy where you're pushing that boulder up the hill and it's yeah. until it hits the peak and then the momentum starts.
Oh my gosh.
It's pushing. It's in that phase that sometimes you just cocoon, like you go in and incubate for that next level because the stimulation that your brain, like that's happening to your brain in that time, all the strategizing, all the thinking, all the creating and destroying to create again, bigger and better. Like that takes a toll on you, man.
Seriously. I will say though, I think it's gotten a little easier once you step outside of what that process feels like. And you're like, oh yeah, that's normal. I've done this before 17 times in the last 3 years. It makes it not easier, but it makes it easier to understand.
Yeah. Yeah. So much. Yeah. We're actually a thing that I can equate that to is we are learning or experimenting. We spent like $100,000 over on Pinterest to play with that platform a little bit more. And I jokingly said to my boyfriend, who also is a media buyer, I was like, is this what people feel like when they're learning Facebook ads? And he's like, uh-huh. Right?
Oh.
It's a very similar advertising platform, but it's a little bit different as well. There's like some nuances and their optimization is different than Facebook. So I just felt like this beginner, like all of a sudden the things that I set up would just like disappear, which I didn't know on Pinterest when you set up an ad until it's approved, it just disappears.
Yeah. Isn't it nuts? Like
it's so strange.
But it's such a cool, I think, experience to go back and learn things that are new because yeah. it's so easy. And I think we've all hit that point where you're like, I am good at what I do. And then you go outside of your comfort zone and you're like, I suck at everything.
Yes.
Everything. Yeah. Do I even know how to sign a check anymore? Like,
right. Like I am bomb at Facebook advertising strategy. I can live, breathe, like I can do it in my sleep. I can set up a campaign in 7 minutes, but you tell me to build a team and I'm like, Rachel, I'm scared. I literally texted that to her earlier today. I'm like, I'm scared. This is new. I've tried this before and it didn't work so well.
Oh my gosh. We were literally just talking about that. We say earlier today for Bond. I think it was earlier this morning. For me, it was, I couldn't sleep. So
oh my
I was,
gosh.
So, you know, our good friend, Jessica Nisgoda, and she came to, we flew her to Greece. And so she came to Greece and hung out with us. And she had never seen before what happens to me at night. You know, you've seen how hyper I get. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have all these ideas. And like, let's create a puppet show. You know, like it gets so crazy. And she was like, do you do this every night? And I was like, every night I get wound up at 9 or 10, and it doesn't matter how early I wake up. I could just go all night.
Yeah. And it, like, it's just this natural energy that exudes out of her. 1 year, where were we? In Dallas, like around that time, Rachel and I were staying in an Airbnb together. And I was like, what is happening right now? Like, we've been extroverting all day and this is quiet time. And she's like, and we're going to do this and this and this and this. And I was like, yeah.
I know.
Sleep time.
I think like Paul and the people who are around me a lot, they kind of have the nod and smile down for nighttime.
Yep.
Because the more I'm around people, the more energized I get, which is actually kind of dangerous for nighttime. I'd be curious to see if it's an introvert or an extrovert thing, like being a night owl.
Is that an introvert or an extrovert thing?
I don't know. Are you a night owl naturally? Like if you get to choose? Okay. Yes.
If I was just left to my own devices and didn't have to work, for example, like didn't have a schedule that I followed, I would be up so late. And in the first few years of my business, I was like, all of a sudden I would shoot out of bed and I'm like, oh my God, I got to set up an ad campaign. And then I just would at like 3 a.m.
And you would message me and you'd be like,
remember,
I'm going to burn my business down. Like,
okay, that's a story for another day. I've done that like how many times now? But
A good handful of times.
I've burnt down my freelancing business. I've burnt down my agency. I've now burnt down my paid speaking gigs. Like, I burn it down all the time. But I like just used to jet out of bed because especially when you're first starting your business and, you know, jokingly, when I said I moved to Mexico because I literally had no other choice, like, when you need to pay the bills, when you need to take clients on, like just to make things happen, yes, you learn a lot. And yes, it sets you up for like amazing success down the line, but it's a lot of stress sometimes to manage client expectations. And when I was first starting out, I didn't have boundaries in terms of like what was appropriate for a client to, like what time was appropriate for a client to message me. So sometimes it would be midnight and they had just finished up a webinar that ended at like 10 and they were doing their numbers and then they'd message me and I would take on that urgency.
Yep.
I'd pretend like, oh, it's okay. Like I'll do it tomorrow. And then I would panic, feel like I was about to throw up if I didn't solve it in that exact moment, go like get into Ads Manager, fix it all. And then finally be able to sleep. Like back in the day, that's how I used to operate. And that's why I had to burn things down because I needed to go, like I needed the ashes to then take the time to go inward, to actually deal with those boundaries and like go to freaking therapy, right? Like understand like why this stuff was happening and why I was allowing those things to be okay in this process, right? And now our business is very stable and very steady and we do amazing revenue and we serve a lot of amazing people. But like, holy, the process to get to that point, you got to look at some stuff internally.
I think one of the things that's so tough that you and I both took on because we're very empathetic towards other people. Like when someone had an emergency, like they're lacking revenue, something's not working.
Yep.
I mean, how many times did we jump into something that we had no business jumping into? Like, I'll fix your funnel problem.
Yeah. Or,
you're having an issue with sales calls. I'll listen to all your sales calls and give you feedback. I did that a few times. But it was because, it wasn't because we weren't professional. It was because we cared a lot and didn't realize that sometimes the best way to care is honestly being like, this is not my job.
Yeah.
You got to figure this out.
Do you know what the most pivotal moment for me was? You were there. It was at Funnel Hacking Live 3 years ago now when Garrett J. White was on the stage and he had every single person in the room chanting, I'm a leader, not a savior. That was the moment that I was like, oh my God, I'm trying to save their businesses and I can't want it more than other people want it.
I heard the best way of explaining that, because I come back to that all the time. And when we talk to sometimes business owners or people who want to work with us, Paul says that. He's like, they want you to be their savior. And I was like, oh my gosh, no, I can't. I will not. I choose not to. I choose happy. Yeah. And someone said, like, I want it 100% for you. You need to want it more than I do. Mm. Oh, I think it was Stacey Martino. I feel like I quote her all the time on this, but that's she's like so one of my favorite human beings. And that was so crucial because it, you know, expanded upon the whole, I am a leader, not a savior.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Actually, yesterday, Paige Filiator, she expressed something very like, not in terms of like, I can't want it more than you, but every single thing that we do and that we create, our essence, our like wisdom, our life experience, our sacrifice to get to that point of learning was massive. Like, we're joking around and telling these stories like it's nothing, but we had to go through the panic and anxiety of shooting out of bed at 3 a.m. and feeling like the world was falling apart because of like holding those feelings of disappointment, right? And that was really hard for us, right?
Oh my gosh. Like,
the programs that we create, the things that we put out into the world, as Paige says, is essentially an accumulation of like all of that experience. And so the monetary exchange, she goes on to explain, is literally just an appreciation of us going through that hard stuff.
Wow.
Crazy.
And so many people give up during the hard stuff, and it breaks my heart, but you can't make anyone else want it. No. And like, you and I both always knew that we wanted really big things, you know, like I remember at an event in San Diego, we had to write down like what income we wanted to make. And didn't you and I both write like $100 million a year?
I'm guaranteed, guaranteed. That's what we wrote. And I don't even remember.
The funniest thing in the world is realizing like, okay, maybe you should hit like 200,000 a year first.
Correct. At that time, both of us were speaking and we had no business like being speakers at that time either, right? Like
0%.
Didn't have a six-figure business at that time, but like we were out there doing the do, putting in the work to get the knowledge, to get the wisdom, to build those $100,000 companies. And one thing that I love about both you and I is like that goal has not changed, right? But we just have you've added a zero.
Yeah, there we go.
Rachel's holding up her finger and it looked like an okay sign, but it was actually a zero, but maybe, I don't know.
Yes, we've pushed through though. Like, yeah. Now it's time to go on to bigger and better things. And one thing that I've been seeing a lot in this industry, and I've been seeing a lot of people bashing newbies. And I have to say, I get instantly, like instinctively mama bear protective over newbies, because I'm like, you know what? They're trying something.
100%. And
as long as their heart is in the right place, like, dude, support them.
Yeah.
You haven't always had your poop in a group, you know?
Yep. I saw somebody post about like, they were shaming people for reaching out into private message when it was relevant. I'm not talking like the spammy version of it to like pitch your stuff like initially, but to build conversations, to then understand people's needs, to see where you can show up and fill a gap and start to cultivate a level of expertise around something, right? Like, that is a process that a lot of newbies go through. I went through it. You went through it. I mean, heck, that outreach is why we even know each other, because we had the courage to just like randomly DM each other and be like, hey, you're doing this. I'm doing this. Let's be friends.
Yes.
I think that was how the conversation went down. But this person like was publicly shaming them by saying, hey, like that's not a way to do business. And it's like, well, it is until you know a different way to do business. And how are you supposed to know a different way to do business if you don't start somewhere, anywhere, whatever that looks like, with whatever insight you have, until you like, what's that adage? Like, you step and the staircase will appear. No, that's definitely not it. But you know what I mean.
When the student is ready. No. Okay.
Yeah. Like, now we're just making up stuff. But like you take that first step and you might not see the whole journey, but it's that step that then gets you closer and like your vision is further. We are butchering these analogies here.
I love it. I love it. Analogies by Bond and former Bell, you know, like.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Okay. I feel like we could talk. Well, we do. I could talk to you all day. We should say to be continued on this because
it's a
never-ending conversation. Bond, where can people find out what you are currently up to?
All right. Well, why don't we send them over to my blog post on the state of the union of Facebook advertising. There's lots of insight of what's going on with our industry. You can hit that up at theadstrategist.com/secrets.
Ooh, I like that. That's perfectly fitting for Social Media Secrets. Until the next episode, thanks, guys. We'll see you later.
This episode of Social Media Secrets was brought to you by Social Media United, the leading online university for social media managers to learn how to gain clients, gain freedom, and gain an entire community of people who have their back. To claim your $1 trial for 7 days, go to www.smutrial.com. You won't regret it. I can't wait to see you inside.